Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, do you have guests this bank holiday weekend? How bad is your spare room? Well, I was reading this article in the Times UK today about the 10 worst offenders, and Tara O'Connor from the Design Table is with me on the line today. Surely dressing gowns and a vase of flowers is over the top, Tara?
No, not at all. You have to make it welcoming.
But you don't seriously think we have to put a whole bouquet or vase of flowers into the spare room?
I put a small. I don't really like foliage or flowers in a bedroom because they do take all the CO2, isn't it? But no, I would always put a small vase of flowers, a scented candle, some water, still and sparkling to give the option. Now my spare room is a junk room most of the time, but I do clean it out. Everything is put into boxes or baskets when guests come to stay. But I think it's really important to have lovely sheets, beautiful fluffy towels, a dressing gown hanging in the ensuite for them. And, you know, when you're in hotels and you get all the mini products, I always take them and I use them for my guests.
I thought I was bad stealing the hotel slippers. I mean, I do the nice bed sheets and the fluffy towels, but that's kind of where I draw the line.
No, I have the hotel slippers too. Actually, yeah. That's a good point. They're in a basket in the bathroom. No, I think it is. And it's the same as I always say about, like, you know, setting tables and welcoming guests. I mean, it's the more effort you make as a host that will show your guests. You like to say, and yeah, a lot of guests do come to our house and go, it's like a hotel, and that's what I want guests to feel.
The ultimate compliment. James Cavan is with us, of course, host of the Simpler Life with James and William podcast. You're booked up.
I'm booked and busy, yeah. I've moved to Kilkenny. I'm 2 years, and I never had a house beforehand with a spare room because I was always renting.
Yeah,
it was always just my room. But I know Tara and I follow her on Instagram, and I'm dying to stay in her house. Her house is like a hotel and it looks gorgeous. And I agree with her on a lot of the stuff. The hotel slippers now is a brilliant one. I steal a lot of them. The best hotel slippers I've gotten are from the Maybourne Hotel in Beverly Hills.
Oh,
and they have
on.
A real, you know, the way they can be a bit floppy, like cardboardy. These are thick, a good inch kind of fluff. But I keep them because I like offering a slipper instead of people walking their boots or whatever through the house.
Well, you see, you're not allowed to wear shoes upstairs in my house, so that's why I have to give them.
That's fair, yeah. But I am a fan of a little bouquet. Now, you don't have to go out.
That's what the flowers in the room.
Well, look, you don't have to go out and buy flowers. Like, even I'm mad for a branch. So I got a branch on my walk through a forest the other week. I broke it up and I put it into a nice vase and it made a gorgeous branch display.
Oh, nice.
So you can go out and even a bit of greenery, or just like, it doesn't have to be tulips or roses. It can just be little found flowers in the garden. So yeah, it doesn't have to be expensive.
This list tells us a water jug, you should have some snacks in the spare room, consider your guest's phone charging situation, handy paracetamol.
No to snacks in the room. I think that's kind of weird.
No, I agree.
Yeah, but I'm all for a gorgeous jug. I have a jug with a cup that goes on the top of the jug and it just rests by the bedside locker. So yeah.
I mean, sure, this is why you're so booked up, Tara. I mean, if this is the kind of display yourself and James are putting on.
Yeah, well, I guess, like, I live in the country too, like James. So I think people make an effort to travel to you. So, you know, and you're putting them up overnight. You should make an effort to host them. It does include a full breakfast the next day, by the way.
Ah, stop. No, I basically operate like I'm an Air B. I'm not B and B because I just draw the line. There's no breakfast. I mean,
no,
sort yourself
I'm
out,
breakfast as well. But I love doing a buffet breakfast. So I'll do all the bacon in one. I love a Nicholas Moss collection. So I'll have my plates and stuff. And then I'll do a stack of plates. So it's like a hotel breakfast in the morning.
Just
and people
come
queue
down
up
to experience this.
And I have every sort of condiment. I have my brown sauces, my Ballymaloe relish and everything. And then people can kind of serve themselves. But I love a little breakfast moment.
This listener tells me, for a laugh, I put little chocolates in the pillows when my brother and his wife were coming to stay with us. Sure, he didn't see it. He lay in it, waking up, chocolate all over him. Hazel Burton from The Home Reset is on the line. Like, are you more like me, or are you making this huge 5-star effort like Tara and James, Hazel?
Well, I'm certainly putting my name down for to stay in Tara. That sounds delicious. But I guess, for me, what I didn't agree with the article is calling it a spare room, because I think even Tara, you made the point, like, when you have people stay, you have to declutter it first. So you have to take everything out of that room and box it up and put it somewhere else. Whereas I think by having it called a spare room, it's almost like giving permission for us to make that the most random junk room of all time. And if you have guests staying a lot, which the guys clearly do, then it is a big rigmarole then to make it clear and get it all set up for your guests. So I think it's more about having clever storage and allowing defined homes for things within that space, so that it's not a big rigmarole when people are coming to stay. They have to declutter it first. But I think, like, step one, let's not call it the spare room slash junk room, because that's what it will become. I like the idea of, like, well, I don't live in the country, right? So we aren't in the same boat where people are coming to stay with me up in Dublin. So we don't even have a spare room. Our spare room is just an office with no bed. So God forbid someone is coming to stay, they're not getting the 5-star treatment here. Absolutely not.
There's no buffet breakfast like James.
I know, I do now breakfast now. I'm not the worst. But no, just there's no... I couldn't justify having a room with a bed and no one's going to sleep in. For me, I need to make it a purposeful room that I'm going to use regularly.
Do you know, it's funny, James, like we kind of put ourselves under a bit of pressure, don't we, when we've guests?
Yeah.
We put on a good show.
No, but it's nice. It's like what Tara said. You want your guests to kind of feel and be like, oh yeah, that was a lovely experience. Like I found, because I'm from born and bred Dublin, living in the countryside now two-ish years, I've now become the bolt hole for all my city friends. So they're always, I thought I'd get away from socialising and being with friends. And it's like my Google Calendar is someone every single weekend, but I like that. I really enjoy it too.
As much as I moan about it, I do actually enjoy it.
And you end up, when you're hosting someone, spending way more quality time. You know what? You go out for dinner and drinks, and it's 4 hours of madness at home. This is like, you know, a whole day in a morning, which is lovely.
I had the other extreme, says this texter. Travelled over to London to visit my friend. Got there. She hadn't even the bed made. She made this huge performance about moving things from the spare room and the laundry basket, clutter, etc. Making the bed felt a welcome, felt about as welcome as a fart in a spacesuit. Never want to go over to see her again. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant.
That was her way of avoiding that happening again.
Absolutely. Tara, it's not just the B&B or the hotel stays. I mean, I know from your social media, it's all about the 5-star dining experiences that you make the effort with too.
Oh, you totally. Like, as soon as, like, a guest walks in your home, it's really important to make them feel welcome. And it is the little touches, like James was saying, the carafe on the bedside, you know, sitting down to a beautifully laid table, giving them dinner, lunch, whatever it may be. And, you know, you're inviting someone into your home because they're important in your life. So it's really important to make them feel special.
Finally, James, this listener is wondering, do you give up your own bedroom, your own ensuite bedroom, to allow a guest to stay in your house?
I would, if there's like a couple staying and I'm on my own or whatever, I might just take the single bed, and I wouldn't have a problem with that. No, not at all.
What about you, Tara?
No. We do have a guest room which doubles as kind of an office and a dumping room, but there is an ensuite. So I would not give. No one's allowed to sleep in my bed. The kids do when we're away or something, but that's it.
Simple as that. I love a nice hosting moment, says this texter. It's the towels, the toiletries, the snake plant. I don't even know what that is. Charger, water by the bedside, beautiful bed. And keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's James Kavanagh, Tara O'Connor, and Hazel Burton. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.